Hi, I'm Avivi Cherrington, Chairperson of the Community and Social Psychology Division and Senior Lecturer at Stadio School of Education, formerly Embry. Recently, I hosted a webinar discussion for our postgraduate students with two esteemed South African scholars as guest speakers on reimagining inclusive education from an Afrocentric worldview. The purpose of the conversation centered on the need to bring back a relational ethic of care and Ubuntu into our schools and classrooms. But the students were more intrigued by the challenge put forward to them by one of the speakers for teachers and education researchers to be creative in resuscitating Indigenous knowledge systems and ways of being in the world in order to foster competencies in learners to address 21st century global issues. The esteemed professor remarked that the value or success of a worldview lies in its ability to be applied to different people across different periods, times, and spaces. A philosophy or way of being must evolve as societies evolve. Why shouldn't we be looking at the concept of African humanism as we redefine our education system post-COVID? What richness lies buried in our old ways of knowing that could ignite the solutions and ideas needed for tackling our current crisis of physical and mental health and guide us towards collective well-being? It made me realize that as we cautiously attempt to move forward as a society in times of unprecedented change and uncertainty, looking back becomes our lifeline for moving forward. There is an African proverb that says, "It is not wrong to go back for that which you have forgotten." As we step out of our 180 days in lockdown and see the resulting devastation to our communities, our education system, and our economy, it is abundantly clear that even before this pandemic hit, there is a lot that we as a society had forgotten. Perhaps as the proverb states, it is time to go back to retrieve what we have forgotten. Unfortunately, for many South Africans, remembering is a journey blemished with misrepresentations, distortions, and deeply rooted pain that are yet to be fully acknowledged and healed. But our heritage is also one of national consciousness, a collective celebration of life, community, diversity, and resilience. South Africans are known around the world for their warm and caring nature, their kindness, adaptability, and of course, sense of humor. Being proudly South African is not just a hashtag. And when difficult times hit, we always find ways to band together, willing to reach out to others and meet out our compassion and opinions in equal measure. So let's not forget these qualities and virtues as we excavate our heritage. But back to the webinar discussion on revisiting Afrocentric philosophy in education. The invited guests wrapped up the session by reminding the students, we must not be ashamed of going back. To be good teachers and to learn good practices, we must remind ourselves what it truly means to be human, to be humane. I have found that this year of upheaval, anxiety, and national grief has made me take a step back, both personally and professionally, to reevaluate what is truly important in my life. What stories, memories, and hopes of this year will I create and choose to take forward with me? What changes in myself, in my teaching, in my relationships, and in my country do I want to actively pursue? As Kierkegaard noted, hope is passion for what is possible. So I dedicate this Heritage podcast to you, my friends, my colleagues, students, and fellow South Africans. What if this Heritage Day we choose to look back, to remember the values of our humanness that can drive our passion for what is possible? Whether you choose to partake in community festivities now that we are finally on level one, to break out your Jerusalema dance moves in public, or if you opt for a virtual tour in support of some of the country's fantastic museums, galleries, or archive collections from the comfort of your home. Whether for you Heritage Day is about Braai Day, or a chance to Zoom with family members around the country, or even if it's simply a much-deserved rest day from work, let's all come together to celebrate who we are, what we are grateful for, and to unite in our commitment to co-create a post-COVID heritage for our country's future that will be worth remembering for generations to come. Thank you.